Welcome all you geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. Masonic Vader here, hosting the All Nerd News Podcast, hosted or brought to you by Malice Corp. This is season 4, episode 14. We're still in quarantine, or I like to call it episode 3 of the saga of quarantine. I am your host tonight, Masonic Vader. Joining me tonight, we have Aaron. How you doing, sir? What you geeking out on?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Geeking out on whatever I can find at the moment, because so many things are being put on hold right now. It's like all the geek stuff is being relegated to 2021.
To be honest with you, I think this is we've been training for this forever. All of us gamers, man, we've been training since day one. That first day I was sitting in Atari for 3 hours, man, I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
Well, that's easy enough. Yeah. I mean, replaying through all the old games. I mean, I beat Dragon Age Inquisition again in a very, very record time. Not record as in fast, but record as in I left the game running too many times, so I have 168 hours in one game.
Nice.
Which doesn't really make me feel good, but it's still something.
It shows you that you were absorbed in the game, or you passed out too many times.
No, I just got up and left. Forgot to turn off the
Joining us tonight also, Miss Malice. Miss Malice, how you doing? What you're geeking out on, or what you don't want us to geek out on? What's going on?
I'm doing great, and I can be honest, the thing that I've probably been geeking out on it, and not to bring it up, but I'm going to, is probably the game we've been playing on Sundays. We've been playing D&D, and I am loving playing my character. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil it, but that's what I've been geeking out on.
It's called the Devecna Code, and you should really check it out.
Yes, you should. We do have a little audio thing going for it, so...
Yeah, I was listening to some of it. It's actually pretty fun. Even though I'm not playing, it allows me to put my imagination in there, too. I'm thinking, God, if I was that elf, I would have did that.
Which elf? There's two elves.
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out yet.
The half-breed or the pure elf?
Gotta go pure. Come on. No half-breeds here.
Because I'm the one that plays the elf.
Super.
Got a half-breed, got a mudblood, and a bunch of muggles.
Yes,
Super is also, Super Whovian's joining us this week. How you doing? What's your geek get out on? You staying alive?
Yeah, we are staying alive. I think I just finished my Leverage rewatch, and I'm 2 episodes into the 3rd season of Sabrina. So hopefully that ends well. They're in hell. I mean, they're in hell, we're in hell. I mean, it's a beautiful symbiotic relationship.
Are you talking about going on?
You saying Sabrina's, yeah. Sabrina's live action?
No, yeah, pretty much right now. I mean, you
which
know,
Sabrina, are you talking about the old, like,
no. This is the new one, the third installment of the Chilling Adventures.
Okay.
So
before I get into my geek thing, really quick, we got a lot of stuff happening in our chat room already. Real quick, first of all, welcome IC Zorro. Can't join us live, but he's definitely in there on the chat room. Thank you for joining us. Red Meepaw's there. Let's see. HJ Z-Rock Grock is there. Welcome again. Love seeing everyone there.
That's H. She's my buddy.
Cool.
HJ Z Grock. Grock.
Apparently Disney Plus is killing it. Gamers and book readers are well prepared for this. And IC says this new Sabrina is awesome.
And on a side note, for what I've been geeking out on, I thought that a couple weeks ago I had made a mistake and made my girlfriend angry by watching Supernatural with her and then restarting it from the prologue, the pilot. Turns out she was upset with me because now she's hooked and she can't stop watching.
What's the problem with that? Have you seen my wall?
No problem with that. I was just worried that I did something wrong. And now it turns out that I have done something very, very right.
Oh, she'd be jealous of my wall. She could see it.
So I've been geeking out this week. I've told you in the last month or so, I've jumped on that Fortnite where Fortnite's been doing the Deadpool thing. Well, today was the Deadpool release for the skin. And as you can see in this picture here, I'm the proud owner of a Deadpool skin. So good times. And then I've been jumping back in some of my old games, Galactic Battlegrounds, Star Wars number 2. They've added some content since the last time I played. I know it's probably been a while since they've added it, but they've added some more maps, and it's been really fun, some new playable characters and whatnot. And then I'm looking forward to whenever Hulu's going to get LEGO Masters, because this week LEGO Masters had the Star Wars show where they were going to be creating Star Wars scenes. And unfortunately, I don't think I've been able to see it yet because of Hulu. So I'm looking forward to seeing that probably tomorrow morning. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. So we've been fighting the fight. Cheers to everyone for joining us.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get on with this show. Let's get on with the nerd news. Yes. We got four pretty good topics to talk about. Let's talk about science and all this fun stuff and everything. And we'll probably throw some extra goody stuff in there and everything. I thought we would start off with this all techie science thing, especially because right about now I think people could use this in their life. It seems like they have been there's a group of scientists that I have not been able to write down the name. I apologize, but the article was posted earlier where they've been able to get AI to actually map with the brain and be able to take thought, actually be able to turn that into text messaging. It's in its infancy. Some of the notes I saw in there is that they've got to go, they can read up to 50 sentences. They can't do much more than that because after that, it gets all funky. They gave a couple sentences that they'd have these people reading, like Tina Turner as a pop singer, Those Thieves Stole 30 Jewels, stuff like that. And it's pretty good. In fact, I think from what I read, and Aaron, I think you read up on this as well. I think by doing it in small chunks at a time, they were able to get it to where it was only supposed to be, I think, a 3% correcting per sentence. Is that correct? Is that what I saw?
I haven't found the exact numbers, but I know that these neurosurgeons and neuroengineers, which is a new term that I didn't really realize that was a thing, and that sounds like something I should have heard when I was 7, so I could have been one right now. Neuroengineer, that would have been amazing. But they're working out of, at least one of them is working out of Geneva, University of Geneva in Switzerland. And they're using this AI model, it is a proper computer, but a little bit more detailed, more futuristic tech than that. And they're able to turn, it's an invasive procedure from what I can see. The invasive reporting is pretty, you have to overcome a lot of hurdles to get there and actually do this. But they're saying that, let me see, microphone captured their voices, the brain's voices, as they read single syllable words aloud. And the electrodes recorded the brain's speech in the planning and motor areas, which sent commands to the vocal tracts to articulate the words. And they used that patterning as they were reading these words to predict and therefore map other people who were just thinking them, which is bananas to me. I mean, that's some Star Trek shit right there.
Yeah, well, the brain is probably it's the most complex thing that we ever will see in our lifetime. And they're twiddling with it, which is awesome. It's funny, though. Like, Super, were you able to read the article as well?
I did. Yeah. And first off, this would be terrible for me because I am one of those people that have to stop and think about what I want to say and what I should say. And I'll start typing something and then go, no. Delete, 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 delete. There we go. That's politically correct. All good. So this would be terrible for me. Second, it's the world's worst autocorrect. So, like, I don't know if you guys use voice-to-text when you're driving, but I've had to use voice-to-text when driving lately, and nothing that I send is correct. And that's what this is. It's like, oh yeah, you are the world's greatest blah blah blah. And it's like the spinach lies near the wall, and it's like, I'm going to commit to it. I'm sending it. We're good. So.
I can see it now. You're sitting there in your car. Someone's like, hey, who's calling you? It's like, oh, it's one of my friends. And then all of a sudden it goes over to text.
Yeah.
Bastard, I'm going to kill him. You know?
I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Look, and it's happened a couple times with voice to text. And I'm just like, I'm driving. I can't fix it. We're sending it. Figure it out.
If I can in the future and this tech becomes readily available, I don't care how much it costs. It's something I will invest in just so I can have that thing on my head or whatever medium that they're using to translate text, the brainwaves into text, because I would love to see somebody trying to literally read my mind, having 90 different conversations going on at the same time about 90 different subjects. That would be a fun test.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I saw Johnny Mnemonic, and no, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm good.
I'm with Aaron on that, or Aaron with that, because yeah, reading my mind, and you would have so many different conversations going on. Like, it would be like a huge blabble of words.
Now, here's the funny, like, I'm reading through this article, and I want to, they're doing remarkable work. I think I saw in there that they were getting in small chunks of time about 3% of the sentence was needed to be corrected, compared to the 5% that I think the current systems like Google and everybody are using, the voice stuff. But then you would read some of the errors that they read. So they had a couple sentences in there that kind of let you know that it's just in the infancy. For example, one sentence they had them read was, the musicians harmonized marvelously. And then that was turned into, the spinach was a famous singer. it was close. It was close. And then a roll of wire lay near the wall, translated to, will Robin wear a yellow lily? So apparently nerds are making this because they've got Robin in there. So DC's heavily built in there. What do you guys think?
We don't need the DC to freaking infiltrate this canon already. We don't need that.
It's the back computer.
They need to get their stories straight and get their comics back on point before they start doing that.
Well, I never related more. I don't think anyone here, maybe Aaron did watch Gilmore Girls. But I very much relate to Lorelai in the way that my mind works, where it's just a jungle of scary gibberish jumping from thought to thought. I'm writing a letter. I can't write a letter. Why can't I write a letter? I'm wearing my green dress. I wish I was wearing my blue dress. My blue dress is at the cleaners, but the Germans wore gray. You're wearing blue. Casablanca. It's a good movie. Casablanca in the White House. Why don't I drive a hybrid car? I should drive a hybrid car. I should take my bicycle to work. Bicycle, unicycle, unitard, hockey puck, rattlesnake, monkey underpants. That's how my mind works.
Plus an internal monologue about that goes about 90 minutes about nothing but cheese in the background.
Yep.
Cheese is good, though.
Cheese whiz. Yeah. This is a pre-drop. For the end of the year, we're going to do the best of, and I guarantee that's going to be on there. So make sure you tune in for the best of, so you could get to see that again, if not sooner. But yeah, so I'm excited about that, though, just because of the simple fact that it's going to make life a lot easier, because, you know, it'll save people's lives. You don't have to worry about texting and driving or anymore. Now you have no excuse. You can be able to think it and stuff. We just need the 3 speed chills.
And it'll save millions of administrative assistants from carpal tunnel syndrome.
There you go. I go with that.
That's true.
I'm thinking philanthropically.
You know, philanthropy, lives, you know, 3 seashells. Next. Let's do that. 3 seashells.
No. No.
We needed it 2 weeks ago. Come on now.
I see Zorro does not know how to use the 3 seashells. Just so you know.
Yes, we know this. Oh, man. All right, so moving on to the next topic, I want to do a side bit really quick, just because I didn't write this in, but I thought it'd be fun to talk about because of, you know, these things going on with everything. We did talk a little bit about the DC world, and we got some cool news, or at least some cool fan art this week, as we know that when the next thing comes around and everything, we know that Colin – oh, my gosh, thanks – Farrell. Thank you, Colin Farrell. was signed on to be the Penguin, and there was some cool fan art that came out. I wanted to show this to people on here.
Colin Farrell, by any measure, is an excellent actor. And for those of you who saw Fantastic Beasts, can play the hell out of a villain. I personally, especially since if you combine the villain that he was in Fantastic Beasts with the neurotic hitman that he was in Bruges, forget about it.
I actually liked his character from Minority Report, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Not very penguin-like. I'm talking, you combine the villainous role that he had in Fantastic Beasts with the neurosis and the post-traumatic stress of the hitman that he played in Bruges, and you have a perfect penguin.
Yeah, I just can't take another Alexander, though.
No, can't do it.
It won't be.
Thank God. Yeah, that was brutal.
He's good.
Next nerd news, Super Mario, to make everyone feel old during these great times. Super Mario turns 35 this year.
Happy birthday.
Yay. And
35 years old to that little pasta-eating plumber. And Nintendo was going to announce this at E3, but apparently there's some kind of craziness going on in the world, so E3 got canceled. So rather than waiting, they decided to go ahead and let it out of the bag and everything. They're going to be remastering and re-releasing all the Mario games, which I think is going to be awesome. Hopefully they don't mess with them. Now, as you've heard me talk about before, because my son has a Switch, they actually have a lot of the games on there already. So if you have a Switch, you can play everything from the original Mario Brothers with the turtles and the crabs and knocking them over and all that fun stuff to the most current stuff. And it's really fun. But now they're going to remaster them, re-release them. And I even read in there that they're going to introduce a new Mario, a Paper Mario.
Paper Mario?
Paper Mario.
Oh. I'm okay.
Okay.
I'd be interested. It's probably going to be like, everything's 2D anyway, so it's going to be like Mario Met South Park Season 1. I don't know.
Is it going to kind of look like the very first Mario Brothers, where it was all like, you know, the little characters, just like a flat thing? Is that? That's what I'm envisioning. But more papers.
I'm thinking a five-year-old with lined paper, the old brown one with the wood chunks in it, and there you go. And he drew Mario.
Okay. I could see that, too. That would be kind of cute.
The recycled paper that could double the sandpaper. I remember that stuff, yeah.
Yes. Super. You can spend countless hours playing these remastered Mario games.
I probably would, because I like the first Mario, so...
I loved, what was it, Mario World?
Yes.
The one where that was the one that I first played and grew up playing. I don't have a Nintendo. Do you have to have a Nintendo to play it, or what are they going to stream it on? Is it going to be Xbox? Is it going to be PS4?
It's always going to be on the Switch. It's always on the Switch.
Oh, okay. So then I would need to get a Switch.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to get a Switch to play Mario. Great.
There's no amount of money that anyone could ever pay to Nintendo for them to make that.
Right, to release the rights. Yeah.
Like Nintendo exclusive.
My question...
You can get the mods on a computer. So you can play it on there.
I was gonna say, wouldn't they release it maybe on Steam?
An emulator. That's what I'm talking about. Download an emulator and you can play it on your laptop.
I agree with Aaron. That's Nintendo's cash cow right there. That's the almighty. But I will, and this is not a shameless plug to Nintendo, but I will tell you that Nintendo, out of all the gaming systems, is probably the most cost gaming system out of all, because not only does the system itself cost, you know, it's about the same as everyone else, $300. But then if you're a big fan of the classic games like I am and stuff, $20 a year, and you have access to a lot of the, I think it's about 30 of the original Nintendo games so far. And then they just added Super Nintendo too. And they've got about 25 of those games from Super Nintendo. So you've got like 50, 60 games. And we're talking about Punch-Out, Tecmo Bowl, Castlevania on Super Nintendo and stuff. So
honestly, $20 a year for me to play Super Metroid whenever I want, worth it.
Absolutely. Super. Are you going to throw something in there?
Are we still talking about Mario?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, okay, so I would have to get a Switch to play it, and there were two games that I grew up playing. One was on the Game Boy, which was Tiny Toon Adventure, which was amazing. If you didn't play it, you missed out. And then the second was always going over to my friend's house after church to play the Mario. I was not very good because I didn't get a chance to really practice. So it would be fun to go back and play it again and get actually better at the game.
Miss Malice, what about you? You gonna spend endless hours on the Switch?
First off, again, I'd have to get one. So hint, hint to Jack Malice for Mother's Day. That's coming up. I think I know what I want. So I could play Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3, and then Super Mario World, I think it is. I think that's the order of like the first ones.
Yeah, my son's like right now all on Super Mario World. He's killing it.
Yeah,
I think he's better than I was back in the day.
I liked 3 and Super Mario World because I love Yoshi with passion. He's probably my favorite Mario character. Whenever I played Mario Kart, that's who I picked was Yoshi because I love Yoshi. Social.
I'll tell you this though, these kids don't know the struggle. Like I'm watching this kid, he's playing the game. And the one thing the Switch allows you to do is allows you to do save points.
Oh, so that's not fair.
He doesn't know the struggle. You get all the way, you're 90% done, and all of a sudden you die and you have to go back 30% back. You know, it sucks.
Does he have the struggle, too, of a sibling who would sit there and be like, it's my turn. You did level 2, I do level 3.
No, he just has the struggle of me taking it from him once in a while so I can play Punch-Out and Tecmo Bowl.
Because that was my struggle with the Nintendo.
Who needs to get relegated to player 2 like the other siblings did back in the day?
Yeah.
You know what though? I think that's the one downside I don't like about the Switch is that the controllers are very tiny. You have to buy the extra accessories to get them to be the regular size controllers like what we had and everything.
Well, no, because the first Nintendo controller was like, what, about that big? It was really small.
No. Okay. So by my hands, this is what a regular controller would be, right?
Yeah.
And then this is what like a controller is like right now. Yeah. It's not that big.
It's really
tiny. If you've ever seen a Switch, they've got the screen in the middle and they've got the two on the side. So when you're playing it, it's a nice size when everything's connected. However, that's one of the cool things about the Switch is it's got a dock that you can plug in the monitor. You can take them off and it goes into the TV and now you can start playing to the TV. Like, it's very versatile.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Pro controllers for the Switch are absolutely worth it, though. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm surprised our producer, Malice, isn't going in there saying, shut up, Ken, shut up.
I know, right? You're making me want this more and more, too. And I have a smart TV in our bedroom, so it'll be getting hooked up to that guy.
Yeah. So before we jump ship on Super Mario, just to kind of throw in some of the notes I picked on. I took notes tonight. Look at that.
Ooh, nice.
It's going to be released as an anniversary edition. I'm not sure if that's going to be – they didn't really go into specifics to say if it's going to be all the games on the one or if it's going to be each game with an anniversary edition or whatever. I'm not sure. But like I said, they are going to do a Paper Mario version of it. So before we go, out of all the Super Mario or out of all the Mario games, which one are you most looking forward to? Aaron, go.
Oh, Super Mario 3. Easy.
Nice. Okay, I think that was the introduction of the raccoon one, right?
Yes. The raccoon. Yeah. The pea. Okay. You get the pea and the little hat and the ears with the little tail and you can fly.
That was a feather.
It was a feather. You got a little it was a feather / leaf. It looked like a leaf to me. But you get he got a pea on his chest.
You need the pea speed.
Yeah.
All right, which one are you looking forward to, Miss Mouse?
Oh my god, it's a toss up between Mario 3 and Super Mario World because I like the raccoon too, but I love my Yoshi.
let's see, Super, what one would be the one you'd be looking forward to?
Oh, Super Mario World.
I'm in between them.
Super Mario World.
Yeah, I have to say that I think Super Mario 2 would be the one I'd be looking forward to, only because I remember the impact that game had when it came out. Because when they did Super Mario Brothers at first, we were like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And then when it came out with Super Mario 2 and they just added things like lifting turnips and the whole map, it was like mind blowing.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Yeah,
and then you could play between the characters and everything too, so that was pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah, cool, man. We are flying along.
I was doing a spin-off of what I wanted from the Marioverse, which was our mess to set up a Photoshop image or a video image of Baby Yoda riding a Baby Yoshi, because I challenge you in these times right now, who would hate that?
Actually, I would love that, though, because I like Baby Yoda and I love Yoshi, so that's like me right there. I got a friend that's an artist that could draw that for me if I wanted to.
That's a challenge for all you nerd artists out there. If you could do a Baby Yoda on a Baby Yoshi and post that to our site, that would be awesome, because then you would make Miss Malice's day.
And I would get it framed.
Yeah. Right next to the pack, and I'm going to throw this out there one more time. Switch for someone's birthday, Mother's Day, whatever it is. Yes. And also, that reminds me, when you have a chance, if you haven't done so already, and probably for some of you who are out here and stuff, please check us out our Facebook website at Malice Corp and like us, because you'll see a lot of this cool stuff on there. We're endlessly searching for funny memes and cool articles and everything else relevant, trying to make you laugh throughout these crazy times. So make sure you check us out on Facebook, Malice Corp, and like us and share us and do all this.
Someone in chat also said a baby Yoda holding a baby Yoshi. That would be to die for for me. I would die.
I got one even better. Baby Yoda playing catch with baby Yoshi with a little round ball he gets out of out of his cockpit.
Aww.
That's cute.
Oh yeah, that's enough of that. Moving on.
Next thing on this. It's our gratuitous once an episode mention of a certain somebody. Who wants to say his name? Get it out of the way.
Whose name?
His name is...
I already said it in precast. That name is haunting me.
His name is Nicolas Cage.
Cage! That's right. So we talked about this, I think, 2 months ago, maybe, or something. It was about the movie Pig. So we start chatting about, so we got to tell you what first of all, I think it'd be a good idea to tell our fans who are friends or are watching this right now, fans and friends, if they haven't heard of this movie, please let me explain to you what this movie's about. So let me go into the description here. Pig. All right. Is a revenge thriller from Nicolas Cage. Let me see here. No, not that right there. Not right there. I don't want to see the ad from Variety. Where'd it go? Oh, gosh. Okay, well, anyways, I guess what it was, I saw it in here at one point, but I don't want to spend all day trying to read it. Here we go. It's somewhere. I keep getting Variety throwing stuff at me. Anyways, so the movie is that Nicolas Cage is living out in the suburbs, I think, of Washington or something like that. And someone ends up stealing his pig. Okay? And we're not talking about like a pig that's a name for some kind of like drug stash or high-tech weapon or anything like that. No, it's a pig, an oinker. There it is right here. Nicolas Cage is a reclusive truffle hunter in Oregon, not Washington, whose prize hunting pig is kidnapped, forcing him to return to old stomping grounds in Portland and confront his past.
He's come a long way from Con Air, hasn't he?
Yes.
What in the world is this movie? Like, I don't know.
Nick Cage at his Nick Cagiest.
This makes that movie by Will Smith and Jaden Smith look good.
Well, I don't know. We haven't seen the movie yet. We're just hearing. I mean, this could be the greatest thing in the world. I mean, this is Nick Cage, man. We have to talk High and Mighty Nick, right?
I don't know. The last revenge thriller he was in, Mandy, was actually really good.
Yeah, but that didn't involve pigs and truffle hunting.
Well, dude, look at John Wick. Who, 15 years ago, would have thought a movie with Keanu freaking Reeves about a guy who's a retired hitman who goes on a freaking killing spree because someone murdered his dog would have been amazing?
Okay, it's a hitman who has their beloved pet that if I remember correctly, he got the dog from his wife who passed away, right? Yeah, so the dog meant something. This pig just gets truffles for Nicolas Cage. What importance is this pig?
Have you ever had truffles? They're amazing.
Yes, I have, but
I mean, even me with the mushroom allergy, I can eat them. They're good.
So here's the news that's going on. At first, we didn't know this thing was going to happen. Oh. It sounded like it was some kind of craziness or whatever. But now there is hope for us Nick Cage fans. Neon, who was the U.S. distributor of a certain Oscar-winning movie called Parasite, has won the domestic rights to Pig. Apparently, what has been going on is that there was a heated bidding battle for this movie. And there was a number of competitors battling and actually like bidding for the movie, and Neon ended up winning the battle. And I mean, it makes sense because they have some good backings. Like some of the stuff out of this article was Neon not only was in with Parasite, but they've also done Portrait of a Lady, Portrait of a Lady on Fire. They also did Apollo 11. They're also in cahoots with Hulu. So Hulu's got the backing, which is technically now it makes sense because Hulu's owned by Disney. Disney saw a guy, truffles, and pigs and realized that would be a great cartoon movie to make, ultimately. I guarantee that.
So we're getting the reverse Disney. We're getting them buying a large live-action property and then turning it into an animated feature.
Pretty much. They're going to see how it goes. Go for it, Miss Malice.
So if it's done cartoonish, like, you know, with the whole end, like cartoon, I could see that being a great maybe kids movie because it's about a guy with his pig, you know. But if they make it like in live action movie, please don't. Make it a cartoon.
Nick Cage doesn't do voiceovers. It's beneath him.
Oh, I don't care. He's going to this time. I'm his new agent. Nick Cage, you are going to do this animated cartoon about the pig. Just saying.
So let's see. Some of the stuff I saw in there, I think, was it Pedopolis? Or I can't remember, but they were saying Pig Off. Pedopolis, Pig Off. And then, Jack Malice does not what, like
would that
Nick
be? Pig Off, would that be Nick Cage's pig swaps faces with John Travolta's pig and then they all eat bacon?
No, you gotta say it like this. Gotta go like
with
this.
Truffles?
Sounds good. I do it like this. Pig off. Off. Come on. Apparently you guys never watched it that long. All right.
I got it.
That hurt me.
Damn. Found things in Peppa Pig.
It was good.
Yeah, there's a lot. Man, there's a fight going on there. If you guys aren't watching this live on Twitch and you're not in that chat room, man, the punches are swinging for Nick Cage.
Yeah, see, look, somebody actually did say Nick Cage did a voice for the animated series for Spider-Verse. So he
not the animated series, just the actual movie.
The movie, that's what I meant. The movie, the cartoon version of the movie was a cartoon. So he does do voices.
He does. He also tells people to put the bunny back in the box. Put the bunny in the box. Here's the thing, though. You got to give it some at least accreditation right now, only because of this simple fact that Neon apparently doesn't mess around. They've got a good list of movies they're attached to, Them and Hulu actually set a record for buying the highest independent sale, or making the highest independent movie sale of $17.5 million for a movie Andy Samberg did called Palm Springs, which I haven't heard of this one yet. I don't think it's come out yet. But so that it's was, not like it's not that like
was, that was an Andy Samberg pet project. So it hasn't been released yet, but Andy Samberg has enough clout behind him that $17.5 million is a steal for one of his movies. I mean, if you look at the things that he's done with Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Lonely Island, I mean, $17.5 million for that, for a movie done by him, is a steal.
So, so that's my point. I think we've got to give this movie some, look at, I guess, because these guys are flowing money everywhere else, and they see something in a script. That's what I get out of this. So I'm not going to jump on it.
I'm always hopeful. I want to see Nick Cage come back from the dead. I want to see the Cageissance like Keanu had. I want to see that. I really do.
It could happen.
As ridiculous as the man is, spending freaking hundreds of million dollars on a freaking Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, I love him. I do. He's like that freaking crazy uncle that you can't get rid of at family reunions, but you just love watching him because he's an absolute train wreck.
So once again, if you're not joining us live in the Twitch, I gotta go to the channel here really quick. They have gone off on and said, hey, let's change every Nicolas Cage movie to something with pig in it. So some of the examples we have is Gone in Piggy Seconds by Mess. See what I'm saying? You guys are missing this right now. Pig Air, Mess as well. Das Newport Kid, I wonder who that is. National Treasure, but he steals the Declaration of Independence dance.
Is there a face-off one? Is there a face-off one?
Let's see. Swine's Kiss. Let's see. Nick Cage as Maverick in Top Pig. Leaving Your Pig in Vegas. Man. Yeah, those are good ones here. I'm sure there's going to be more coming, too. Go for it.
Ghost Pig. For Ghost Rider?
Ghost Pig.
Nope, but I'm trying to get that one out. All right, there you go. I think we'll do that as a hashtag, maybe. Nick Cage Pig Movies. Hashtag Nick Cage Pig Movies. We can get Nick Cage Pig Movies. Yep, someone put in Pig Rider. Just came through. So, yeah, once again, you're missing this, guys. You should be live checking out this chat room and listening and watching us. I mean, I'm not the most pleasant faces, but we have pleasant faces on here. And this is a fun cast, so you guys should be joining us live here. Man, there's stuff going on here. Pig eat dog. Man. The Wicker Pig.
Pig of War.
Season of the Pig.
The Wicker Pig.
The Pig of War.
Seeking Pigs.
Oh, my God.
Pig Force. Sorry.
Raising Pigs instead of Raising Arizona. Go back to his old school original one, right?
Oh.
I can't stop looking at the two. Hey,
I know, it's too funny.
Gross Pointed Swine. Pig Talkers. Nice. Gosh, man, you guys are killing it here. Man, all right, so let's see here. Oh, I got another topic, actually. We did have this earlier to where we were going to actually have Super do a rant about it. But being that she hasn't been able to watch it, we're not going to really appreciate the full review of King Tiger. So I think we can hold that off for now. We're doing it. Tiger King, whatever.
King Tiger.
I can give you my rant on it.
Jungle Book.
I can give you my rant on it.
Huh?
Yeah, I can give you a rant on it. I saw it.
All right, let's hear it. Go for it.
All right, so let's see. Let's talk about this whole thing with the whole tigers. First off, poor innocent kitties. What the hell? These three group of people are insane with their whole I'm going to kill, or what's her name? Karen Vasquez. Carol Vasquez. Yeah, whatever her name is. She's just as psycho as the other two guys. With the fact that she supposedly killed her own husband and fed it to a tiger, not to mention that Joe Exotic is completely insane. He does sing really good, though. I'll give him that. But, like, This show is, it's more like, it's not a rant. It's more of a frustration where I want to punch all three of these people for being so stupid in taking these poor innocent animals and having a whole feud with each other. And they're fighting, but these poor cats are just the innocent bystanders. It just, oh, I wanted to punch the show in the face.
It was cats are eating good. They're getting that retired Walmart meat. Oh, my. Everything. Come on now.
God, that's not healthy for them. That was horrible. Like, why would you do that? They need actual, like, animal meat, not something that we've, did our stuff to. They need actual meat, not something that we took and, you know, did all the crazy things us humans do to our meat. They needed real food. And most of it was expired. Like, I don't know. I'm glad he's in jail. And, I mean, again, I'm glad that he's no longer doing the thing. But I wish the other two people, I hope they get out of the business. And they take these poor innocent animals from them. They do not deserve to be in cages. They shouldn't. I don't care if it's a rescue. I don't care if they're trying to save them. They're not saving them. You're locking them up in cages. And it's just, it's not right. They should all be all shot.
First of all, expirations are just numbers, so take it easy on that.
I don't care. Right. It's still not good for them. You're feeding them human food, something that we take and eat. That is not right for them. That's not what they eat in the wild. They eat live gazelles and deers and monkeys and whatever they find in the wild. That is not what they normally eat. They don't eat bologna and hot dogs.
Can I weigh in on exactly what I know about Tiger King?
Go for
the
it.
Only thing I know
tigers.
Is that an expert has finally weighed in on whether or not the woman killed her husband, and O.J. Simpson actually thinks that she did it. So
I think she did it too.
I don't know.
I think she did it.
Hey, there's no better expert on murdering a spouse than O.J. Simpson.
She.
So as far as I'm concerned,
don't fit.
If you watch it, she freaking did. I think she did. And to top it off, she actually maybe helped tigers out a little bit because she gave them live meat.
So one thing I wanted to, Super, first of all, your job this week, I don't care how you have to do it. If you have to go Clockwork Orange and put toothpicks and all that craziness in you.
Oh, I love Clockwork Orange.
It is a good
All right,
movie.
Good. Then you need to watch those 7 episodes, 48 minutes each of
Dude,
Tiger King.
It's worth. I just
you
got to
do
my,
it.
I just
you got it in you.
Because I tried watching just a clip of it, and I got pissed off. And
see, that's the thing. You can't watch a clip. You got to watch everything because it's crazy.
It is crazy.
I'll tell you one thing about Netflix. If you're into this crazy docu-series like the crazy Netflix is where you need to go. There's plenty of these out there. I've seen many of them myself, and these guys know how to make really good documentary series on craziness. And this is definitely one you need to watch because we got to hear your rant next week. But one of the reasons why I want to throw it in there, because us nerds and everything, over the week, there's been so many, like, we posted a meme about if Game of Thrones was Tiger King and who would play what, and you've seen all these different pictures. Mm. Well, there was a great article that came out that talked about how Dax Shepard and Ed Norton are in a feud on Twitter on who's going to play Tiger King.
I saw that, yeah. I saw that.
Well, so Dax Shepard or Ed Norton, who would get away with playing the better Tiger King? Who do you guys think? I'm going to start with Super first. Mm. Well, wait, I can't start with Super. You haven't seen Tiger King.
Well, I've seen the memes and stuff. If you're going for flamboyancy, Dax Shepard, hands down. If you're going, the person that Edward Norton would play is the psychopath, the one that did the murder for hire, the one that's in jail.
That's who's in.
I think he could probably play Tiger King quite well because, quite frankly, that dude Joe Exotic isn't necessarily a full thing of kittens right there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I mean he's got a few. They all have a few screw looses. Loose. They're all psychos and they're all not right in the head. But I could see because Dax Shepard's got a dark side. If you watch some of the roles that he's been in. I think he could do well, but I could see more Edward Norton playing the guy that did the murder for hire.
I would see Edward Norton more as the guy that plays or play. He would play the other crazy guy, the one that had the harem of girls at his zoo. I can't remember his last name.
Too skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, okay.
Well, no, sure. You could add. He could gain weight for that. Yeah, he is too skinny for it, but he can gain weight to play that guy. I would think he'd be perfect for that. As for the other guy, he'd be great as Joe Exotic because he fits it better.
Hey, Ron, who do you think?
Oh, I'll put Edward Norton in any role ever.
Right. I would actually like to see Ed Norton pull it off because it's not that he went, like, there's some. So right now I'm looking in the chat room. It looks like Dax Shepard is winning in the chat room. I see through in there that Ed Norton would take it too serious. I don't know. I think you'd want someone like that, though, because if you've seen the series, like Joe Exotic, he lives up to his fake last name. I totally get that. At least now I get to actually see who, because I remember when the election happened in 2016, I remember seeing his name on the ballot. So at least now I get to put a face with a name.
Was it actually Joe Exotic on the ballot, or was it his real name?
Yes, it was Joe, quote, Exotic, and then his last name. So you knew it was Joe Exotic.
Oh, my God.
but here's the thing, though. Ed Norton, like, if you've seen his work of man, that guy plays psychos quite well, and he plays serious. And when watching Joe Exotic, that dude has a little bit of everything in him. That dude's just not – he is psycho, but he's got a side – he's got a dark side to him, a very dark side to him.
Shout back to his first role in Primal Fear.
Yeah,
Fight Club.
I think you could totally pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with it too. Like he could, they both would be very good at this role of playing Joe Exotic. But I still think he would be better at the other guy because it's more. He's more charismatic. Thank you. Yeah. Than Joe Exotic is, whereas Joe Exotic is a crazy meth head with a bunch of tigers.
Is that, am I flipping them in my head? Is Joe Exotic the one in prison?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, he would be fine at that. I was thinking he was the husband that was murdered, the gay flamboyant.
He wasn't murdered. He committed suicide.
Yeah, you gotta watch. No, give her spoilers right now until she sees it.
Sorry.
Not spoilers.
At least not with this one. No. Yeah, he committed suicide, and that was his first husband.
And what was the murder for hire then?
He didn't get to jail. He actually is now working for the dude that took over Joe Exotic Zoo.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's seriously, you need to watch it. It's crazy.
My favorite thing is when they showed the alligator thing where the alligator room where the film was all done and the filming and everything, the little studio they had, it exploded and it was sabotage. I'm like, yeah, right. It was sabotage. Your meth lab blew up. What are you talking about? Be honest with us.
What kind of sabotage? Come on.
Your meth lab blew up and you're using it as a sabotage.
Yeah, and I see. He didn't necessarily commit suicide as much as he just did the old Russian roulette thing.
Oh, yeah, true. He's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do every time you cook meth and you're not Walter White.
I mean, if you're going to watch it, you could do what I did while I watched it. I got a craft project going. Coincidentally, it was those diamond dot things, and I was doing a cat while watching it. So
you were being dazzling while watching Joe
Exotic? I was bedazzling while I was watching Joe Exotic. Yes, I was. It was
please
great.
Please tell me it was a denim jacket.
No, it was.
You were putting tigers on.
It was a picture of a cat. I did. It's called Diamond Dots. It's a craft thing. It's a new hit thing that everybody's been doing right now. And I was literally, you get the little thing and you poke the dot and you put it in the color thing and then that's it. And then you get this picture and it's really cool. And while I was watching that, I actually managed to put that together. It took me 2 days to watch the Tiger King and 2 days to finish that project. So that's my tip.
I can't wait to see your rant next week, Super. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Serious. If you guys ever want to watch a real Super rant, I think next week will be the one you don't want to miss.
Yeah. She rants better than I do. So.
All right. So we're going to end this off with something we got to talk about. Or somebody's got to talk about it.
We need to talk!
You talking to me?
Oh my God! Who told you?
Have you told anyone else about this?
What you talking about?
Look who's talking.
Well, if the apocalypse hasn't come yet, all right, and everything's going bonkers in the world, well, there is one little thing we could add to it. There has been a video on Twitter that has gone around, and I don't know where the source or who did the video or something, but it looks like it's close to a stream right on the beach, or maybe a lake or possibly ocean, but I think it's more of like a lake or river or stream or something. Is venom real? And I'm not talking about the venom out of a snake or anything. I'm talking about venom. I'm talking about Spider-Man's freaking badass, freaking super villain, like should be his buddy. Venom. All right. Big black, eats people's heads off. Good times. Is he real? Well, there is a Twitter video going right now that shows possibly that Symbiote is real. Because right now, if you're not what you're not seeing this live right now, but as you're watching the redone doing this, because I know this is where Mess will throw it in there, there's a video going right now in front of you. It looks like Symbiote. How do you say it, Aaron, please? Because I'm having a hard time.
Symbiotes.
Thank you. I'm pulling the mess. It looks like a Symbiote. That too is on a rock, and they're poking it with a knife, and it's like moving and going back together, and yet no one has no idea what it is yet as of this cast right now.
Oh, there it
is. I could give you what I think it is. It's a cluster of sea worms, like living in a community, and whenever you move them, they try to join back together for protection.
That's one theory. The other theory is that it's a bootlace worm. That it's, let me see, where did it go?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, the bootlace worm, yes. The longest animal on Earth that produces a neurotoxin that can kill both crabs and cockroaches. That's the leading suspect. As of right.
You guys are totally screwing this stuff. Come on now. You're pulling a super right now and making it real.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't think that's true because a couple of days before this video got posted, there was a huge freaking green meteorite that crashed somewhere. So no, I don't think that it's a freaking bootlace worm. I think we're being invaded, and I think it's about damn time.
Well, that explains the coronavirus thing, because that was their first thing, that's sent in something that kills, you know, that kind of tries to wipe us out, but yet we're doing okay against it. So now they're going to send a meteorite and they actually send in something to actually take us out.
It's what they did with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Super, did you see the video?
I did see the video, and I hope it eats Washington, D.C.
Right about now. Right about now, I don't think that would be a catastrophe.
It's venom. I swear to you, it's venom. That stuff is moving back. It's a symbiote. It is venom. There's no worms there. We're getting venom, guys. Real life. Come on. Be stoked. It's way better than being stuck in quarantine.
I've already been stoked. Okay. I want him to go to Mr. Venom goes to Washington. I would watch that.
Yes.
Movie. That would be a great movie, actually.
Yes.
As long as Nicolas Cage isn't in it.
And then he's going to Nicolas Cage
play Venom. I'm good with that, too. As long as he eats some politicians, I'm all right.
Is his sidekick going to be a pig that eats truffles?
At this point?
That would be pretty funny.
Hashtag rad. That's awesome. Yes. And then Mr. Venom goes to Washington is a good one already on there. Yes. I mean, come on. It's a perfect time. You know, we all got this bug going around. If everyone's going to come by and conquer us, I guess this would be a great time to do it. Huh?
No.
That's what it is. Maybe an alien plowed us and they're setting us up.
Every month in 2020 has been something increasingly more ridiculous and deadly. So. Yeah, might as well. Just keep it going until December when Santa Claus comes back and we realize he's like a 20th level undead lich and he murders everybody.
Well, you guys tell me if you think it's real or not. You can put it in the feed there on Twitch. You could also put it on YouTube or any other video. You could mark it. Absolutely. Is that the beginning of Venom? If so, please come find me. I don't want you to take me over, but I do want to be your buddy. All right, I got a 10-year-old. I don't want to be Venom yet.
I'd have to agree. I do kind of hope it's Venom because I am a Spider-Man fan. But at the same time, it's not.
Yeah.
spoiler.
Tom Hardy better watch his ass.
He's the best Spider-Man ever.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, I thought you said Holland. Sorry. Okay, never mind.
No, Tom Holland is the best. But yeah, Tom Hardy. Well, Tom Hardy's amazing too. Venom it wasn't his fault.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Right. He's on his own thing. But yeah, Tom Hardy better watch his ass because Venom's coming for it.
I agree with that.
Best got in the chat room with this one. Pig symbiote.
In that case, John Mulaney better watch his ass.
Wait, where we have? Well, that would make sense because we have Spider Ham.
Exactly.
Spider Ham.
We need Venom Ham.
Does whatever a spider can.
We need Venom Ham.
Wouldn't it be Venom Swine?
No, Venom Ham.
I like Venom Swine.
We can pull some serious Wile E. Coyote shit.
You gotta say swine, because of swine flu, venom.
Hey, no more flus. No more flus. We got enough of that right now. And it'd be swine venom. Yeah. Venom swine. Whatever. All right, that's the cast, guys. I think we were able to pull that one out of our arses at the end there. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Thank you from Malice Corp for allowing us to continue to do this on a weekly basis. We're live Friday night, every Friday night, even during the quarantine, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can catch us here on Twitch if you're doing it now. You can also listen to our cast on all the fine other platforms like Stitch, YouTube, Apple, iTunes. It's on everything, guys. You can definitely get, all you got to do is go to Malice-Corp, go to our website, and you'll be able to get to all the links and listen to the shows from there as well. But every night, Friday night, 8 p.m. Standard, 11 o'clock on the East Coast, because you have nothing better to do on a Friday night right now. But please join us. We'll follow everybody. Hey, Ron, where can these fine cast fans follow you?
You can follow me at Dos Newport Kid on Twitter, Instagram, and Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
Nice. All right, cool. Got them all. Miss Malice, where can they follow you?
On Twitch at Mrs. Malice 4134. And that's about it. That's all you get.
No, that's not true, because now if you also go to malicecorp.com, we also have the new gaming stream.
Oh yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that again, please.
The gaming stream? You mean the where we
Yes, come on, tell us about
it. We do a recording every Sunday night, or every Sunday we do our little game. Like I said, I'm trying not to spoil it by saying anything, but you got to go listen to it if you want to hear about it. And listen to it, you can see my character, but it's the same
D&D thing. Marvel, what's going on?
Is it what you cut out a little?
Dungeons and Dragons.
It's Dungeons. Craziest? What right is it? Now it's Dungeons and Dragons. It is actually ran by Aaron. He is actually the game master.
Hey, Ron, tell us more. She's struggling.
No, I'm not struggling. I'm just trying not to, you know, I'm trying to keep you in suspense and trying to, you know, not say anything and make you go listen so you can actually enjoy it and not spoil it.
Hey, Ron, because I did not get to listen to all of it really quick. Do you get to use any cool, crazy wizard voices or stuff like that? What's going on, man? You can indulge us with some voice acting?
Actually, he does a little.
Not as of yet, but things are going to get crazier because Lord Talmor, if you've seen him in the chat rooms, he's stepping up his game. So I need to step up mine.
Nice. Very nice. Where can they follow you, Super?
You can follow me on Twitter at SuperHoovyAndNut, and you can follow me on Instagram at SuperHoovyAndFreak. Piggins are slim right now, though. All of my shows are on hiatus. I have nothing to tweet about. I mean, we're still getting some fun content, and I mean, I'm still on there and talking about stuff on Twitter. But it's definitely getting slim pickings, because all the shows are starting to either end the series that I watch, or they've all been pushed back to next year. So it's like, this is a really long hiatus, and I still don't know how Supernatural ends, and I'm pissed!
Oh, and you can follow me at Masonic Vader 71 on the PlayStation Station Network. I didn't get that right this week. Got to cut in there. You guys are dragging us out. And right. I'm a Sonic Vader on Twitter. It's all right. It's all right. There's the love for the supernatural. It's all good. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Please stay safe out there. We want to make sure we see you guys next week. Follow the rules. Be couch nerds for the next 2 weeks and stay nerdy out there, guys. We love you. Peace out.
Peace.